Let's talk about TikTok. I know it's a social media platform that a lot of you love to hate, but unfortunately, it's here to stay, and we need to understand how to use it in our wedding businesses. Over the last couple of months, I've been diving in to TikTok and Reels, and actually, I've been conducting my own social media experiment. And in today's episode, I'm going to share my journey with you. I'm going to share what I've learned, what we've been finding from the experiment, and how I can help you move your TikTok journey forward as well.
I'm Becca Poutney, wedding business marketing expert, speaker, and blogger, and you're listening to the Wedding Pros Who Are Ready to Grow podcast. I'm here to share with you actionable tips, strategies, and real-life examples to help you take your wedding business to the next level. If you are an ambitious wedding business owner that wants to take your passion and use it to build a profitable, sustainable business doing what you love, then you're in the right place. Let's get going with today's episode.
Since the beginning of 2025, I've been talking a lot about the rise of TikTok, and it's time for me to talk about it to you too. So since the start of the year, I've been talking a lot about TikTok and how we need to be paying attention to it because it's where modern couples are spending their time. I've been talking about it on stage, I've been talking about it in my podcast episodes, and I've been talking about it to my members. But deep down, while I was talking about it, I was also struggling a little bit myself because I really didn't want to do TikTok for my business either. And if I'm honest, I feel a little bit old for TikTok. When I look around at the people who really understand how to use the platform, it definitely feels like they're a whole lot younger than me. And I'm quite comfortable in my little Instagram zone. But towards the beginning of the year, a couple of things changed. Now, the first big wake-up call for me was I went over to my son's careers fair at his school for the year 8 students. So they're, what, 13, something like that? And I had my whole stand set up, all about my business, being self-employed, had my Instagram open for them. And I was really proud to show them how many thousands of followers I had on Instagram and how cool I was. But some of the boys looked at me and the girls as well and said, yeah, but what about your TikTok, miss? We don't care about Instagram. Tell me about your TikTok. And I was like, well, I am on TikTok, but I haven't got many followers. I don't really do anything on there. And I realized in that moment, these kids don't care about how good I was at Instagram. For them, it's all about TikTok. And in that moment, I realized I really need to get on this TikTok train. I need to do more about it because if I'm telling you to do it, I should be doing it myself. Now, of course, these kids right now are way too young to be getting married, but they are the next generation. And I thought that they were a real reflection on where things are probably going. Instagram isn't where it's at anymore. For the younger generation, it's all about TikTok. The other thing I've been starting to notice was that when I went out and about with my friends or went to hotels, that all of a sudden people were talking about follow us on TikTok, post about this on TikTok rather than Instagram. You also see trends that are happening on TikTok. And then those people who are in our demographic in their 20s going and queuing up outside shops and cafes because they've seen something on TikTok and now they all want to be part of it. Have you seen that? I definitely have. And that's when all of those things combined made me realize I need to embrace this and I need to embrace it now. Unfortunately, despite just my observations, the data is telling us something similar. You know how much I love the Wedding Pro Industry report that wedding dates make. And one of the stats that came out of that survey this year was that 34% of couples who are planning their wedding said that they use TikTok as part of the planning process. So that's 1 in 3 couples who are planning their wedding using TikTok. And each year that number is increasing. You can see the data in front of you. You can see the information before your eyes. And knowing that, you realize I need to be doing TikTok myself. Well, that's what I realized anyway. So the first thing I realized was that I also needed to get help. My business is full to capacity. I am definitely working as hard as I possibly can. And I know a lot of you feel that way. And the thought of adding in something new is really overwhelming. So for me, I knew the only way this was going to be able to be possible if I wanted to go all in on my social media was to hire someone. So I actively hired someone into the business to help me. So enter the fabulous Simona, who's been working with me since the beginning of March or middle of March, as my content creator. And she's absolutely incredible. She lives in the village where I live, and I'm really thankful that our paths crossed and that she's come into my business. So first up, let me tell you a bit about Simona and why I realized she was the perfect person to come and help me on this TikTok experiment. First of all, she's young. Well, she's definitely young to me. She's only 24. She's a content creator. That's her background. She's a mum. She's got 2 small children and family come first to her, just like they do for me. But the real resonation was her stats. So I took a look at her personal TikTok. She has over 65,000 followers and her reach each month is in the millions. Not only that, but when I talk to her about her background, she's created content for some incredible brands, including the BBC, ITV, HelloFresh, and more. And she also had 2 years of experience in the hospitality industry. So she understood hospitality and weddings, and she understood TikTok. So I knew as soon as we met that she was going to be the perfect fit and the right person to come into the business. I looked at some of her stuff online. We met together at a cafe in the village. We talked about what she would do for the business, any plans and ideas she had for my content. And it was really exciting. And I knew she was going to be the right fit. Now, I have to be honest with you, because this wasn't easy. I had to really push myself out of my comfort zone, because she came with loads of fresh ideas. And like I said, I'm quite comfortable in my little Instagram bubble. And I knew I was going to have to get out of my comfort zone. So I agreed with Simona right from the start that I would give her 3 months. So for 3 months, I said, I will do anything you say, anything you want to record, anything you want me to do for my TikTok and Instagram, as long as it's within my brand guidelines and it reflects me, let's just try it. Even if I feel uncomfortable with it, because I don't know what I'm doing, hence why I needed someone who did. So I said, let's see if it works for me. Let's look at the numbers after 3 months. Let's see whether or not this is affecting the profit in the business, whether it's affecting the engagement of the business, and whether or not we're a good fit to work together. So tell me what to do for 3 months and I will go ahead and review it. Now, as I said, this is quite uncomfortable to me because I'm not the age that really understands TikTok. And sometimes the things that she suggests or wants me to do, I think, really? Does anyone actually want to watch that? Well, it turns out she's right, because I can tell you it's working, and I'll share the stats with you a little bit later in the episode. Now, one of the things I was finding with my social media and the fact that it wasn't really growing, particularly on TikTok, I think was because it was time consuming and I didn't have much time to put into it. But also it was taking me ages to edit videos and think of new ideas, and I was really struggling with it. But also I was posting very ad hoc. So I was posting stories on Instagram very consistently, but when it came to TikTok videos, there was no consistency. It was a bit all over the place. There was no content plan and no strategy because I was so busy and I was just trying to put things in as I had time. So when I brought Simona into the business, I explained to her what I was trying to achieve. I explained that I needed to be on TikTok, I needed to be present, and I needed to try and grow my reach on there. Now, it's actually quite a challenge for me, and I think that this is actually going to be an easier challenge for you, and I'll talk to you more about that in the episode. But for me, my audience is very niche. I'm not trying to plan or not trying to reach people who are trying to plan a wedding. Actually, I'm only trying to reach people who own a wedding business, who are business owners. That's not a particularly large group of people. It's not the general population. And so to reach the right people is quite a tight niche. So I explained to her that although doing wedding planning content could do really well for me, that actually what I needed to do was focus on business content. Because for me, it's not about going viral or having millions and millions of followers and views. It's about reaching the right people who want to grow their wedding businesses. So we decided to go ahead and do the first month and have it as a pure test while I was in the States. So as you know from a previous episode, I took 3 weeks off over Easter to go to America. So during that time, Simona basically took over my social media accounts, and she was posting consistently for me. She was engaging with people. She was posting all of the content. And we used that as a big testing phase. I wasn't selling anything at that particular time as I was away. So it was a great opportunity for us to test different kinds of content and see what people liked. Now, you may be thinking, well, that's great, Becca. How did you do that while you were out of the country? So before I went away, we knew I was going away. So we decided to take some time, literally a few days before I went, to batch record. So Simona came to my house for 3 hours. She came with a whole list of things and ideas that she wanted to film. And for 3 hours straight, we just filmed in my house. We filmed things like making a cup of tea, washing the dishes, and then I would change my t-shirt. We'd film something else so that she could use that 3 hours of content and then turn it into about 50 videos. So we did a mixture of things. Like I said, we filmed some B-roll, as they call it, behind the scenes footage that she could then edit together, me walking down the street, etc. We also did some pieces to camera where I gave advice. We did some reviews of businesses. And the idea was, let's do a load of different content, test it while I'm away. And then when I come back, then we can record some more of what's working. Now, I think with any of this stuff, if you're going to try something a bit different in your business, whether it's social media or any other kind of marketing, you've got to test it and you've got to go all in. It's really easy to say, oh, TikTok doesn't work for me. But actually, if you're only posting on it once a month, really ad hoc, of course it's not going to work for you. So if you are going to focus on an area of growth like TikTok, then you've got to go all in. You've got to put in the time to do it properly, and then you can review whether it's working. And so for me, that was 3 months solid that I'm putting in to this strategy. And then I'll reflect on what's working and what's not working and whether or not it's helping me be more profitable. So this was pure testing this first month. She wanted to see what my audience liked, what worked, what resonated with people, what got more views, what got more engagement, and then we could do more of it. And we also looked at what I already have, because often in our businesses, we have content that can be repurposed or reused. So she asked me to just send her loads of stuff from my camera roll on my phone from the past, things like events I've been to, things I've spoken at, anything I've recorded for stories previously, but never really done much with. And she also told me off for not properly utilizing this podcast. I love doing the podcast. It's always been audio only because I don't like dressing up for it. I like doing it casually. But actually, she made me realize I don't need to publish this posh fancy video on YouTube of the full episode, but actually if I record it chatting to people, she can cut it up and make it into lots and lots of different TikTok and Reels. So that's what I've been doing. So off I went to the USA and left her to it. Now again, this was quite scary for me because I had no idea what she was going to put out. Now, obviously, I knew what we'd filmed, but for those of you that follow me, it was quite a sudden change, especially on Instagram, because I went from posting and putting pictures and stories up to suddenly putting out loads of videos. And I'm sure some of you thought, why is this suddenly happening? I thought Becca was off in America not doing any work, and now all of a sudden she's more consistent on social media than ever before. But actually, I also know quite a lot of people really enjoyed it and liked it. So I don't know what people thought about it, but actually that's irrelevant to me because as a business, it's not about what people think of us, it's about the stats. And the stats could talk for themselves because if people are engaging with things, liking things, the videos are getting views, it's clearly working. Even if I feel a little bit uncomfortable or feel like my face is everywhere. The other thing I had to keep telling myself, and I know you do too, is that not everyone sees everything you post. And so that although it felt like I was posting a lot of videos, actually, some people probably only saw the occasional one. So it doesn't really matter. So once we got back from the States, or once I got back from the States, we had another meeting to discuss, okay, what's worked, what hasn't worked, what can we do, what can we review? And then we planned in another content morning to start recording more of the things that were working. We also looked at how many clicks I had on my links in the bio, both on Instagram and TikTok, but ultimately, because ultimately that's what we want to do. We want to reach people and generate more business rather than just get more views. So we had a look at that. Now, frustratingly, since doing that, TikTok have taken away the ability for me to have a link in my bio. So that's gone now until I get more followers. But on Instagram, we can still track that as well. So the first thing is, and I highlighted this a bit earlier, that we realized from that first month of testing that I am in a small niche. And actually, we don't need huge numbers. I'm not looking to get 1 million views on my video because that's not going to be reaching the right people. Now, as I said, I'm going to talk to you more about analytics later on in the episode and specific numbers. But yeah, I think realizing it's not about big numbers, but about small, consistent numbers is a good thing. The second big learning from that first month is something you're probably not going to want to hear, but it's important for me to share. But it was that my Instagram audience and my TikTok audience are very different people. Therefore, putting the same content on both platforms does not necessarily work. Now, I know this isn't something easy for you to hear. You're short of time. And so most of the time we think, well, it's better to put something on both platforms and just put the same thing out on both and get some reach. And as I always say, done is better than perfect. However, if you do have more time or you want to go into this more in depth, then you may realize your audience is quite different. So for me, my Instagram audience knows me very well. I've got a big audience on Instagram in comparison. It's a lot of businesses I've known for a long time, and I've been building up my audience on there over a number of years. They're people that know me personally, have met me at events, maybe listen to the podcast regularly, or have done my challenges. And therefore, the content that works on there is very different to TikTok. on TikTok, I'm basically an unknown. I have a very small following of just a few hundred people. Haven't really done very much over there. A lot of my stuff is being seen by people who don't really know who I am. And so therefore, what works on TikTok is very different from what's working on Instagram. So let's talk about what for me is working on each one. First of all, we've been putting out podcast clips for the first month on both platforms. And on TikTok, these have worked really, really well, but they kind of flopped on Instagram. I don't know why that is, but you just didn't seem to like the video clips of my podcast. And if you did like them, really, it was only once a week rather than every single day. Whereas on TikTok, we saw we can post consistently every single day a clip of the podcast and people really like it. I guess it's because it's new people, maybe people who don't know me or don't know the podcast, and therefore it's reaching new people who might be interested in the podcast. Whereas on Instagram, you guys already know and maybe already listen. Now, what's working on Instagram, though, is anything about me. Things about me behind the scenes, tips, things that we've done recently, like my office tour or what's in my bag, have worked really, really well. Now, for me, this felt a bit ridiculous. Like, do you really want to look what's in my bag? But actually, turns out you do. The stats are high. People enjoy it. I think really, if we're honest, all of us are just a little bit nosy. People liked seeing inside my house and being a bit nosy about what I'm up to or what's in my office. And so we've leaned into that on Instagram because we realized it works. So after the first month, we've had to change up our content strategy. We've realized we're not going to post the same videos on both platforms. Some of the videos will go on both. Some are just going on TikTok. Some are just going on Instagram. So if you really want to go in depth, you're going to have to think about what works on each of your platforms because your audiences may not be the same. So we know that on TikTok, the podcast is working. The other thing we know that's working on TikTok is that trending audio, trending sounds, the fast TikTok editing style works much better over there. So for example, we just did a video with a TikTok trend last week all about propaganda, which is apparently a big thing over on TikTok right now. And that worked really well. But I think if we posted that on Instagram, people don't really know that that's a trend and it doesn't work in quite the same way. Now, again, being totally honest with you, I'm not really up with the latest TikTok trends because I'm not a regular TikTok user. But thankfully, Simona is, and therefore she's helping me with it. Now, I don't know if any of you saw this a while back. She made me do this thing where I had to cut a banana in a weird way while talking about business tips. And a few of you reached out to me and said, why are you cutting that banana like that? What's that all about? Now, it took me about 2 weeks till one of my other friends said to me, oh, did you know that's a trend that came from when a Kardashian cut a cucumber funny and therefore it does really well. Well, it turns out I had no idea that that was a trend, but I did it. I listened to her. I promised her I'd do anything she wanted for the first 3 months. And again, it worked. That was one of my most viewed videos over on Instagram, which is to me unbelievable. I think it's because you keep watching it back and think, why is she cutting a banana like that? But hey, it worked, so can't say anything else about it. The other thing that's been a bit of a shock to the system is how often Simona is encouraging me to be posting. So before I was posting maybe one reel a week if I was lucky, maybe once a day if I was really on it. But since we started this experiment, we've actually been posting 1 to 3 videos every single day. Now, for some of you, I know this is going to be very overwhelming to think about, and I'm not suggesting any of you are going to be able to post at this consistency on your own. But there are ways you can help yourself, like batching content. For me, Simona comes and films for 3 hours and then she spends 1 or 2 evenings editing all the content together and scheduling it. So she's not doing it every single day and she's quite fast at it now because she's been practicing for a long time. And she said it only takes her about 5 to 10 minutes to edit each video. Now, a lot of the video that we've done is actually quite simple. If you go and have a look at it, go and have a look at my TikTok or my Instagram, you can see that some of it's just B-roll with words over the top. It's not complicated stuff. But what is happening is she's posting 1 to 3 videos every day. And it's working. People are seeing it. And that's really interesting to me. Now, we went to an industry event a couple of weeks ago, and so many people who were there were talking to me about how much they've been seeing my content, how good the content is, how they've noticed the change, how they can't believe I've got the time to do so much video, and how on earth did I do it when I was away? And to me, that's the biggest indicator that this is working. Number one, I know it's working because it's reaching the right audience, because the room I was in was full of wedding business owners who I'm trying to reach. And number two, it shows they're thinking about me as a business owner and as a marketer. That's what we want to be achieving. We want people to know our business, to be seeing our business, and to be thinking about our business. So let me challenge you. Are you currently being consistent in your TikTok and Instagram strategy? Are you posting consistently every day, 1, 2, 3 times a day? Or were you doing what I was doing, which is being a bit ad hoc? Now, that's fine to be ad hoc, but if it's not working for you, then it's probably because you're being ad hoc. So if you're doing this with no marketing strategy, with no thought, and just trying to squeeze it in when you have time, you will keep your visibility up and your consistency up, but you can't expect to see big reach or big changes in the business. This is the same for any kind of marketing strategy. Whether you're doing wedding fairs, building venue relationships, trying to work out an email funnel, you can't do any of it in a half-hearted way. If you want it to actually work, you've got to go all in and you've got to try and do it for a consistent amount of time so you can properly reflect and see what's working. Okay, so what else have we learned over the first 2 months of my TikTok experiment? I think the big thing for me is that the stats are talking for themselves. Now, none of my videos have gone viral, and none of them really are reaching that many people. Go and have a look at my TikTok. You can see the stats and they're not huge. I don't have that many followers over on TikTok. I think I've got about 400 now, which has gone up about 100 since Simona took it over. But it's still not a huge amount of followers. I'm not reaching thousands and thousands of people. Most of my videos on TikTok are reaching between 200 and 700 people, which doesn't always look like that many. But we have to reflect, because actually that is quite a lot of people, especially when you're only trying to reach a small niche. If I was stood in a room of 200 to 700 people talking about my wedding business every single day, three times a day, I would think that was quite successful. So stop getting hung up on trying to get these big numbers and realize actually small and consistent numbers, 200, 300, 400, a couple of times a day soon adds up. The other thing that's been really interesting, particularly over on TikTok, is that my view numbers aren't huge because we're trying to reach a very specific niche. However, the engagement on them, I think, is incredibly high. So just to give you an example of a video we did this week, it's only had 289 views. So not a huge amount of views, although 289 people is a good amount of people. But it's also had 37 likes, 2 comments, and 2 saves. So to have 37 likes on a video with only 289 views is really, really positive engagement, because that means that the people who are watching the video or who TikTok are showing the video to are clearly the right people because they like the content I'm putting out. So stop getting hung up on trying to reach thousands and thousands of people. You're much better consistently reaching those couples that want to get married and reaching them every single day, 200 or 300 of them. I mean, imagine if you're at a wedding fair and 200 people came to speak to you, you would be over the moon. I mean, honestly, some of us have been at wedding fairs, haven't we, where we spoke to 5 people all day and we still convince ourselves that we've done a good job. So stop getting hung up thinking you need to reach thousands or millions of people and realize it's actually about reaching a small amount of the correct people consistently. Now, you may be wondering, okay, Becca, well, this is all great, but how is this working for you practically? What does this actually look like? How much time are you putting in? So the first thing that we're doing is we are batching content. This has been a huge game changer for me, because whereas before I was trying to record things ad hoc as I went in the middle of the day, now we're putting a date in the diary for once a month. In a morning, Simona comes to my house for 3 hours, and all we do in that 3 hours is film content. Now, I do understand I'm lucky. I'm lucky I've got some money in the business to pay her, and you may not be in that position. However, you can still batch content yourself. All you need to do is write down a list of everything you want to film in that 3 hours. Go through the list and work through it yourself. Get a tripod and film it. So for example, you could film yourselves making a cup of tea. I could also film myself making a cup of coffee, sitting at my desk, typing on my laptop, decorating a cake, if I could do that. I could do all of those things myself. Of course, if you can afford it and can have someone come in and do it for you, amazing. But also if you can't, don't think that this is a blockade. You can just get a cheap tripod off the internet and film stuff yourself. So put aside a morning once a month and record content. Put aside 2 hours, write down a list of everything you need to create, and then go ahead and create it. Now, a little bit later in the episode, I'm going to share about how you can get some ideas from a resource that we've put together for you, which is going to be linked below in the show notes. Once you've recorded your content, then you need to set aside maybe two-hour blocks over the next few weeks to edit your videos together into 10, 15, 20 second videos and schedule them out. Because then once you've done that and you've put the work in, you then don't have to do it all day, every day. It just runs itself. All you need to do is go in and like and comment on, engage on other people's stuff, reply to any comments, reply to any messages. And I cannot tell you how much this has worked for me and how much time I've saved in my business day to day by batching this content. The second thing we're doing practically is making sure my content covers a variety of different content pillars. We don't want to be selling all the time or just talking about me all the time. So we're trying to vary it up based on what the audience wants to see. So some of the content pillars we're doing in my business are the podcast. We're doing behind the scenes of me and my life, like a day in the life of the CEO, what's in my bag, what's in my office, that kind of thing. We're also doing educational bits where I'm talking about tips or sharing stats or advice. We're doing some trending things as well, specifically on TikTok. So if we see a trend that's working, we try and put our own spin on it, as long as I don't have to dance. And then we've also been doing some reviews where I've been reviewing other businesses as well. And we're going to try a few other things with that over the coming months. The other thing we've done, which worked really well, is I'm starting to take Simona with me to an event if I'm going to something big. So a couple of weeks ago, I was at the Guys for Brides event, and I've got my event coming up in London on the 5th of June. So historically, what I would do is try and film some of the stuff at the event myself. But as you will know, that's quite difficult. I'm supposed to be talking to people, speaking on stage, chatting and enjoying the event. And what ends up happening is I only manage to get a couple of rushed or hurried clips. And it just doesn't really work. So we decided to test it at the Guys for Brides event last week. I took Simona with me in my car. We had a lovely old evening, although we did get a bit lost on the way home because they shut the motorway. But it was incredible. She just came and filmed me for an entire evening. Now, I will be honest, this is slightly strange at the event itself, because what would happen is I would just forget that she was there. So I'm going up to people, chatting, giving them a hug, saying hello. And then they take one look at Simona and think, why have you got someone following you around with a phone? Who is this? But I quickly explained to them, this is Simona. She's my content creator. We're getting content of tonight. But the footage is incredible. If you've seen any footage of me on social media over the last few weeks in a lovely long pink dress, hugging friends, chatting with people, having a drink, looking at cakes, talking, all of that stuff, well, I wouldn't have been able to get any of that without Simona. You need someone else with you to make this happen. So again, maybe you can't afford a content creator to come with you, but there are some things you could do, and there are maybe is someone you could bring with you. Maybe you've got a teenager at home that could come along with you. Maybe your partner, maybe a friend you could give a bit of cash to, or is just happy to come and help you out with the sole purpose of filming what you're doing, filming you at the event, filming you setting up a wedding, filming you interacting with people and getting things going. That content of me at the event is doing so well on social media. And so that's the other thing that we're doing. Come along with me to the event and showcasing what we're doing. So if you're at my event on the 5th of June in London, you'll probably see Simona following me around with the camera. And yes, it does look a little bit strange on the date, but is it worth it? Absolutely. I think in the future, hiring a content creator is going to be a position that people need to hire into their business all the time, either on an ad hoc basis or on a permanent basis, because we cannot keep up with doing this ourselves. If you're a wedding venue, instead of just finding a direct marketing person in the future, maybe you need to look at hiring someone specifically as a content creator. Now, I've actually come up with a couple of ways we can help you, and that's going to come up shortly in the episode. The other thing I've learned during this experiment is I think that this actually should be easier for you than it is for me. We've realized that it is quite difficult to reach such a small niche of wedding business owners on TikTok. A lot of wedding businesses aren't on TikTok yet, and those of you that are not necessarily using it actively and not on it all the time because you're much more comfortable on Instagram. However, a couple of times we posted clips on TikTok from one of my podcast episodes where they've been talking about the wedding day itself. One of them was about whether or not Adele should be playing at your wedding, and one of them was an interview with Liz about a celebrity wedding she did. These two pieces of content are two of the best performing pieces of content on my TikTok so far. Why? Because they're also relevant to couples planning their wedding. So, the couples getting married absolutely are on TikTok, even if the wedding pros aren't. So if you are creating amazing planning content, they will be there to look at it. They will follow you. If they like it and they're in your area, they will buy from you as well. So the first step I want you to do is to just go and start engaging more in TikTok. I know it may feel uncomfortable, but go and look at other people in your niche. Go and look at people who are performing well and see what they're doing. Make notes, start saving their videos and understanding what works over there. So for example, go and just search on there because people use it as a search engine. Search wedding florist Hertfordshire, see what comes up, or search how do I book my wedding flowers? How do I plan out my wedding flowers? And see what's working. Now you may be thinking, Becca, that's great. But you're releasing this episode right now at the end of May. We're going into the massively busy wedding season. Why are you encouraging us to do this now? Well, unfortunately, I want to encourage you now because actually now is the time you need to be doing this stuff. September, October, November, you're going to be sat in your office on your own and there's not a whole lot of content for you to create or film. However, right now, you're busy going to events, going out to weddings, creating wedding cakes, taking the photos, doing all of the stuff. It's actually the perfect time for you to start recording and creating amazing content so you've got it all batched and ready to go out, ready for the autumn and winter season. Now, to help you out, me and Simona have put our heads together because I would love to be able to give Simona to every single one of you, but it's obviously not feasible. And I know not all of you can afford a content creator. So we've put our heads together and we've created some resources for you because we believe now is the perfect time for you to be creating content. So we have worked together to put together the summer of TikTok. So there's going to be a couple of different levels and something for every single one of you. This is a little gift, a little piece of Simona as a gift from me to you. And this is going to work for you, whether or not you're in the UK, Australia, America, or anywhere else in the world. So let me tell you about the summer of TikTok, because this summer, I want to make sure you're out and about filming content for the next year while you've got events going on. So the first thing we've created for you is completely free. It's called the Summer of TikTok Content Guide, and it's free for you to download. I'm going to put the link in the show notes at underneath this episode. All you need to do is pop in your email address, and we have put together a 30-day TikTok or short form video content plan. This is something that all business owners or venues can use, doesn't matter who you are, but it will give you 30 days of content prompts and ideas that you can go away and film. It's also got some hashtag ideas on there, and it will help you know what content you should be getting over the next 30 days. Now, you can use this on Instagram as well. It doesn't just have to be on TikTok, or use it on both, test it. So go ahead and download that now because it's totally free and you can use it immediately. It's a really helpful guide. It'll just give you a lot of ideas on what to film, what content to get over the summer season. Now, you may be thinking, Becca, that's great, but actually I need to take this a bit further. The content on its own is not enough. I need more than that. So Simona has also put together the Summer of TikTok Pro Edition with me. Now, there is going to be a cost involved in this because it's been a lot of time and energy and effort from both myself and Simona. She's built up her craft and her skills over a number of years, and we need to reflect that. So there is going to be a price tag on the Pro Edition of £97, one-off charge. However, for what you get, for me, that is nothing. It is well worth it. So with the Summer of TikTok, we're going to be starting in the second week of June. You're going to get 4 live video sessions, an hour long on Zoom, but they'll also be recorded if you can't make it live. They're going to be with Simona herself as well as me. She's going to be walking you through each element of TikTok. Module 1, all about how to decide what to put on TikTok, how to reach the right customers, the right audience over there. Module 2, we're going to be looking about how to plan your content, how to decide what to post, how to look at what other people are posting and to repurpose it and use it for yourself. And then she's going to be talking all about the analytics, how to understand the views, the stats, the likes, and what to do with those and how to make sure you're doing more of what's working and can test it for yourself. Then for module 4, she's going to be recording some really short videos as part of a video series, which will practically teach you how to film, what equipment you need, and also show you how to edit step by step so that everyone can understand it. And as part of that, there'll be the final live, which will be a Q&A with her, where she can answer all of your questions as well. This is going to be an incredible amount of training to get your head around TikTok and Instagram Reels. On top of all of that, for the same price, she's going to include a shot list of all of the shots you should get on every single wedding day you're at and also at home. So she'll say, film yourself doing this, 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 this. Get this shot, get this shot, get this shot. So you can put together amazing videos. It's going to help you to film in your house so you can get that all-important B-roll content. She's also going to put together a guide of the kind of equipment that will be useful for you and any apps that are going to help you save time. So that is the Summer of TikTok Pro Edition. As I said, we're going to be starting that in the second week of June. So do go and grab your place for that. And if you've already missed it, join the waiting list for the next one. I cannot tell you how good value this is going to be. I promise you, it is a lot more expensive to hire Simona or anyone else into your business to do this stuff for you. So if you don't have the budget to hire your own content creator, then spending £97 as a one-off to get that support, that training, and that understanding from her is going to be well worth it. You'll also get access to a private Facebook group with 6 weeks of support from both myself and Simona to help you on this journey. Now, if you want to take it one step further, there is going to be a VIP option as well. This is probably most relevant to venues, but if you're interested in finding out more about how this could work for your business, do reach out to me. It's also probably only suitable for those who are based in the UK, unless you want to spend a lot of money traveling, flying me and Simona over to you. So for £750, you can hire my team, as in Simona, for your event on a wedding day. She will come to your venue and she will be white label. So she can be there as one of your staff. So from a couple's perspective or a guest perspective, she's working for the venue in marketing. She will be there for 10 hours and she will film everything you want her to. She's working for you as a venue. She'll be very discreet. She will film everything behind the scenes. She can film, for example, the chef preparing the food, the waitresses and waiters handing it out. She can film the setup. She can film the ceremony, the dancing. For 10 hours, she will film whatever you want her to. She can also interview your team, ask them questions, do some behind the scenes stuff. Then she will come home and she will edit together 50 pieces of ready to post TikTok and Instagram content for you. It will be delivered to you on a Google Drive and you can then post it however you want all summer long. It will be ready to go with the sound, the edit, everything to go. So this is an absolute done for you experience. I think this is the future because your team don't have time to record and edit this stuff. It's costing you lots of money in the business and they're not necessarily skilled to do it. So if you want it kind of done for you, reach out and chat to us about it. Now, that price is inclusive of travel 1 hour from Bedfordshire. If you're further afield, we can talk about extra travel expenses as well. So we would love to get you involved in the summer of TikTok. And I cannot tell you how much this has helped my business. The stats are speaking for themselves. But if you want a piece of that, I bring it to you for an affordable price. I'd love to be able to clone her. I'd love to be able to give her to all of you, as I said, but these are some of the things you can do. So first of all, the free for anyone, get that content plan. That's a no-brainer. Secondly, if you've got a bit more budget and you want to understand this a bit better, £97, full training package with her, which is honestly worth probably 10 times that. And thirdly, in particular, if you're a venue or want to spend a bit of extra budget, she will come into your business, work as part of your team for a day, create you 50 pieces of content that are ready to boost your social media views and presence, get you a huge amount of reach, then chat to me. We've only got 4 of those days available for this summer, so get in quick as I think they will go. Right, the final thing then before I end this episode is let's talk about the stats, because the stats I think speak for themselves, and I'm going to share with you the stats on my personal social media. So let's have a look, first of all, over at TikTok. Now, before I did this testing, my TikTok was basically completely dead. I didn't really do anything with it. It was pretty naff. But over the last 60 days since Simona started working with me and we've gone in depth on TikTok, we've had 56,000 views over on TikTok. Now, bearing in mind, my TikTok was dead in the water. That is huge. I've had nearly 100 new followers. I've had lots of clicks through to my bio when I could actually have that in there. And I'm reaching the right people and the engagement tells me that. Now, over on Instagram, I was fairly good at Instagram, but I wasn't, and I was quite consistent on stories, but I wasn't being particularly consistent with reels. So again, we've seen a huge spike over on Instagram. Over the last 60 days, we've had 75,538 views on my Instagram. 33% of those viewers have been non-followers, which I think is huge. And 67% of that number came from reels. So yes, I do post. Yes, I do stories. Yes, that can work. But absolutely, Instagram is pushing for you to do reels. That is working the best. So if you are not consistently doing reels or TikTok videos, you're not reaching the people you could be reaching. So for me, the stats speak for themselves. I've focused in on this area. I've done everything that Simona's told me to do. Yes, I've been pushed out of my comfort zone. Yes, there are times where I think, what on earth am I doing? But then from a business perspective, I have to look at the stats. You're seeing my content, you're liking my content, and the stats speak for themselves. Overall, after the 3 months, we're going to have to look at how it's impacting the business. We'll review that next month and see whether or not it's impacting the profit line. Now, I know this has been a bit of a different episode, and I understand that my business is quite different to yours, but I think there are things we can learn from this experiment, and ultimately testing, trying something out and going for it is always a good plan. If you need help with this, if you feel overwhelmed, as I said, we've got our summer of TikTok coming up and I would love you to get involved with that. All of the details for it are now in the show notes, or reach out to me on social media, send me an email if you want more information, and hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't caught up with what on earth I've been doing over the last 2 months, cutting bananas and showing you my office, go and watch my Instagram, go and follow me on TikTok. And remember, we film them all in a 3-hour session once a month. Have a great week. I'll see you soon.